This is Capital Access. I'm Sue Lincoln. The Appropriations Committee has been asking every agency to present their worst-case scenario when they show up for budget hearings. They got the grim prognosis full force from higher education.
Higher education would be reduced by $600 million. That's an 82% reduction from 14-15.
You could almost hear the death knell as legislative budget analyst Willis Brewer listed what could happen if no additional funding is approved.
Reduced program availability, layoffs, you lose your accreditation, financial exigency or bankruptcy, and of course the final worst case would be campus closures.
This potential 82% reduction comes on top of higher education losing more than half its state funding over the past 7 years. It reduces the public contribution to public colleges and universities to just 4% of their total support. Baton Rouge Representative Ted James.
What else can be cut from higher education?
Southern University System President Ronald Mason.
It's really not possible for us to manage any level of cut this year.
Higher Education Commissioner Joseph Rallo.
I defy anyone in the business community or anyplace else to say they can just manage.
Monroe Representative Katrina Jackson.
There is not a system that will be safe under the cuts, right?
No system, no institution would be safe.
Rallo also said if the budget cuts stand,
several of our institutions would not be viable.
Baton Rouge Representative Pat Smith said that is unacceptable.
We need to make that very clear in this legislative session that we're going to save our institutions so that our students have places to go.
Starting Monday, we'll discover whether lawmakers can unring this bell. For Capital Access, I'm Sue Lincoln.
Support for Capital Access comes from Southern Strategy Group. Governmental Relations, Strategic Planning, and Public Relations in Baton Rouge, and Louisiana Farm Bureau Federation, supporting Louisiana agriculture through education.